You're tuned into the Black White Show podcast with T. Alexander 614, GQ Smooth, and Boring ZT.
This your main man Thaddeus coming through the Black White Show podcast.
Woo!
All right, that's good. Hey, you see we rolling here. You can find me, T. Alexander 614 on IG. Also, hit us up on Black_White Show on IG as well. Hey, get on the Anchor app podcast. That is where we're at. You can also give us donations. We've been quitting. We haven't mentioned that a lot, but that is something that you can still do. Donate to the podcast so that we can up the ante here. We can get
new equipment,
things like that. That's coming. That we've been improving along the way, slowly but steadily, doing it. We also been getting sponsorships. So shout out to Anchor for finding the sponsorships. We are getting more and more dollars, slowly but steadily. It is happening, but we do appreciate the Anchor app podcast, and we appreciate you guys for listening to the Black White Show, but we're living in the gray, trying to live in the gray as much as we can, trying to appreciate others' opinions, even if they're wrong, we still think they're right. My fiance always tells me, like, that's backwards. It should be, even if they're right, they're still wrong, or even if they're wrong, they're right. I got confused with it, but the object is to have your opinion, bring it to the table, and hopefully it still gets respected, even if it gets debated, even if someone thinks you're absolutely wrong for having your damn opinion, you can still leave here feeling like you got your point across and still got appreciated, even if it got debated.
It's all about respecting people's opinions, even if they are wrong.
Right. So that was my opening.
Boring ZT is where you'll find me on Instagram. My name is Zachary T. Boring. That's where you'll find me.
And you already know what the fuck is going on. It's the head, not the tail. It's GQ Smooth. That's GQ _SM0OTH.
Yeah. So real quick, I think next week we are going to have a guest. I've been talking with him. He's a local boxer. His name's Rashad Scott.
I got another local boxer then who needs to come on the show.
Oh, then we could have a boxer.
His name is Dave Crockett.
We could have a square off.
He got the championship right now.
Oh, they probably knows him because, I mean, it's only so much in Columbus of local boxing.
DC.
So I'm sure he probably knows him. Rashad's a beast. They might. I don't know. What weight class is he? I think Rashad is like welterweight or maybe middleweight. He's a little bigger than the welterweights. But hopefully Rashad Scott will be on here next week. Also have a local comedian here from Columbus that's making her rise in Columbus, but also hitting it regionally and things like that as she goes forward. So she'll be on hopefully in a couple weeks as well. But definitely Rashad Scott should be on next week. He was going to come on this week, but he had a bachelor party in New Orleans going to. And then he has a title fight later in June. So he'll talk more about that next week, and I like where the boxing game is going. Again, with the Black White Show, we're trying to talk a little bit about everything. Of course, our counseling and backgrounds that we have, things like that, we go in depth with sometimes, and sometimes we don't. But sports is something that we like to talk about as well here. But the boxing game is really improving right now. I think everybody's talking about Deontay Wilder's knockout last week as we all watched that minute.
Hold on, let me tell you something. I went to church on Wednesday. Even the pastor talked about it on Wednesday. I was like, now how you going?
You got to knock the devil out.
That's exactly what he said. He was like, the way he hit him, it looked like the devil flew out of his body.
The spirit.
Well, hey,
that slow-mo was a hell of a thing.
Hey, so I think we even shouted it out. We were doing a podcast last week while the fight was starting. Yeah. So I think even if you listened last week, we were kind of mentioning Deontay Wilder. He needs to fight Anthony Joshua. If you're not into boxing, you will be for that fight because I think everybody's going to be watching out all the bars, all the local bars, your people going to have house parties for that one. Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, mark my words for that. And if you're a boxing fan like I am, I'm a true boxing fan, Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, they're going to get into it. So mark my words, because the reason why I mention those is because when they fight, remember I said this, the world is going to stop because those are going to be huge mega fights like Mayweather-Pacquiao. Right now?
Well, at all time. Who's your favorite?
Mayweather. Roy Jones.
I was about to say Roy Jones Jr. Mine.
Roy Jones Mayweather.
He used to have it, man.
Oh, man. He was the truth. Like, without a doubt.
Like, fight night, he was on the cover of that like five years man. In a row.
We got to talk about that more when Rashad comes back. Rashad, I want to give him some things to talk about. I mean, he'll have more to talk about than boxing. Like, no, you can only come on with boxing. But, so hopefully he'll be on next week, like I said. But we'll have plenty of boxing discussions to talk about. Going forward. Also, any old or new news, anything? I'm trying to think. Let me just shout out because I should wait. I was going to do, we've been doing that quarterly review I've been trying to do. Like, we did one for like the winter, and then spring's not up yet, right? So,
no.
So I need to just wait on
that.
Are
they usually summer?
No, I think you got two more weeks,
maybe. It's June 21st. So we'll wait.
His lips at me.
Yeah, so come on, you should know.
I don't know.
Like, come on,
the official day.
Come on, come
feels
on,
pretty
it
hot.
It feels like it.
It do. Oh
it's
man,
it's 106 in Florida.
Yeah, for real though. Like, I was talking to my fiance. Like, Memorial Day to me feels it is summer. Like, it starts summer to me. Like, I don't start summer June 21st. Memorial weekend is official summer. It goes down.
It's the official day you could pull off them white pants.
The pool's open. Summer's in.
Yeah.
When pool's open, summer's in. But also, traveling last year, like, there's certain cities where Memorial weekend is going down. You got Atlanta. You got Bike Week in Myrtle Beach. You got D.C. jumping. Vegas is having parties and things like that. So there's a lot of things going on Memorial weekend. And next year, we are going to be somewhere for Memorial weekend. Because it was a great time last year, and all over the country, people are having stuff. You
know, I heard that I don't think you and I talked about this, but they're bringing Freaknik back.
Yeah. We talked about that. But this is a family Freaknik, which is a crazy thing.
That's what I wanted to get into.
Like, how do you do
that? And they were going down the list. The person that told me about it was telling me they were telling me the list of artists. And I'm like, I can't think of a song that would be appropriate for a kid that, like,
Luke.
Who Uncle Luke,
but who said, himself,
Adina Howard, who? Adina Howard, like,
that's old school though.
But
this is the Freaknik.
But that's what I'm saying.
She's
like,
nasty.
Yes, she is.
I'm thinking Anita Baker.
Like, yeah,
I always get them confused.
We talking
Anita Howard
with my panties
on.
T-shirt with my panties.
I know exactly. I don't need you to sing it. I know it. I know it very well. That was
all right, but you said
I said
Anita
what?
Baker.
I get them confused all the time.
So
I really do.
I think I'm forgiven in singing the song.
No, that was terrible. Karaoke night, you might get that off.
I fuck with karaoke.
So yeah, Freaknik though. I really was talking about that at the barbershop yesterday. Like, how do you put a family tie to that? Like, the foundation has been laid. Like, it's nasty shit. It's freak fest. It's sex.
It's a lot of raping.
Yeah, the rape culture.
That rape culture was high.
The rape culture. Was grabbing, groping women by the pussies.
Grabbing by the pussies.
Out of cars.
No, no, no. Well,
a lot of women was for it, but a lot of women weren't. Like, I mean, they didn't want to be groped and tugged on. Like,
I don't know. I don't know anything about that, but I would assume that a lot of people are like, if you down here for Freaknik, you down here to
But I ain't trying to.
I'm not saying they were surrounding the car. Yeah, that's.
You gotta watch the documentaries. Yeah, they were surrounding the car, and literally, like, if a woman had a drop top, like, it was a group of girls in a drop top Corvette or something, they were literally pulling them mugs out the car, like, come on, like, and they was kind of, you know how women kind of, like, that uncomfortable, like, stop, you know, but it's like, nah, you should stop. Like, this is like, how is this legal? Like, how did this get off? And then eventually, they had to come to a grips where, okay, this is too much. The city
was too overwhelming.
Like, and violence started happening. And people, because it was just a party. Niggas were just having a great old time. the Freak Fest.
Too real.
They have stories where like people would be at the gas station and dudes be having like Jeeps and stuff, and they be fucking on top of the Jeeps. They be going at it like it was nonstop. Women topless all around the city. Like it was nuts.
The great poet Todd Shaw once said, "Man, I missed the Freak Nick before the police started all that weak shit."
Well, hey. It was good too. And then I talked about as well, they needed to stop the Freak Nick because think of all the STDs that go on in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
And I think the gay population in Atlanta, their Freak Nick is
takes
a whole different.
You could make like a documentary called Atlanta is Burning.
Damn. That's good. Accurate. Yeah. I mean, the pun on that.
I'm trademarking that so. Don't bite my shit.
Nah, that's pretty good. But I think is it this weekend or a couple weeks?
I don't know.
Freaknik's coming, but I would not be attending. Nope. And I hope it does turn out to be a nice family event, I guess, and goes down and is peaceful. But they could do it without me, which they will. But
I can't wrap my head around Freaknik and family.
Yeah, like, that's too much. But I feel Luke, like, he's getting older, so he's trying to put a positive spin on it, but...
Come to Freak Nick to make babies, maybe.
Man, I mean, don't bring your babies, but people are like, he's like, bring your kids, bring your stuff.
Make babies.
Don't bring your kids.
Don't bring
shit.
Your kids.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah, that's right. Something like that. Also, this week...
They're raping everybody out here in the Freak Nick.
No, they are not.
That's
not
what
anymore.
You just told me.
In the past, he's trying to change that now.
Well, we ain't had a new Freak Nick to prove that they ain't raping
people. That is
people.
Very true.
Well, this Freak Nick, you better be careful.
Freak Nick got shot down in like 97,
yeah.
So...
This Freak Nick, you better be careful because you ain't going to know if that's a woman or a man that you...
If you rape them
down
you
in Atlanta, you ain't gonna know.
At the Freak Nick stage,
if you rape them, you might regret it because they might.
Right, who's the one getting raped that
because,
way?
Because
we already started.
Atlanta is burning.
You don't know.
Let's leave Atlanta alone.
All right. Next up. I love Atlanta. Forever, I love Atlanta. All right, so this week. Taking a different spin on things. I seen the movie that some people liked, some people didn't. I'm not here to debate that. But I am here to just, I guess, appreciate Netflix for their diversity again that they're showing and trying to do. The movie Spike Lee produced, the Spike Lee production, was called See You Yesterday. See You Yesterday, which is a good title. Depicting the plot that it was about two young high school students, male and a female, best friends that are very smart, but they're also like kind of, I don't want to even say the hood, but just in Harlem, I think it's Harlem, or somewhere in New York, and they're just really smart, and they also they're trying to introduce a time machine. They're trying to do the production. They're trying to start it up and get it going. One thing leads to another. I won't give too much away, but some catastrophic events happen to the young girl, and she needs to go back in time to change it, change the situation. But also, of course, just like if you've seen Avengers or you've seen other time traveling movies, when you go back in time,
back to the future.
If you change something, it may alter
butterfly effect.
The present day that you actually are living in. And then who thinks, like Dr. Strange said, there's like, how many alter realities are there? Like, different ones going on. That's kind of crazy, because who's to say that's not true at this moment? But, I mean, hey, whatever. So, my whole point of that, please go check out the movie on Netflix. Netflix, please send us some dollars for this advertisement. But my question is, what is something, if you can go back in time to see or change, what would it be, and what would be the ramifications if you did change something?
I'll go last, because...
I'll go first.
Please.
Something I definitely want to see is, you know, the riots and everything centered around Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I just think that would be just so amazing just to be in that time, see what really happened. I probably would gain so much more of a respect for, you know, everything. Because it's easy for people to just, like, talk about it. Like, yeah, I was out there marching, but, like, I don't really know what that looked like. I really don't know what it's like to have the dogs turned on you or
hoses.
For you to just, like, nigga, get out of here. Nigga. Or I'll fucking kill you. Like, you know what I mean?
Black,
like,
spit. I mean, you're going to get it. You're going to get it bad. Spit at you. Spit in your face.
I'm ready.
You're going to get it. You're going to. My statement to that, which I think is very honorable and for you to want to experience that, is like, I think you would come back on that old grandma, grandpa type shit. Like, pull your pants up, boy. Like, your respect, like, for the culture would be, like, even more. Like, even if you're already there, like, your wokeness and what you're going to be if you go back in time and then come back present day.
Yeah, because you know what? A gallon of a pint of experience is worth more than a gallon of advice.
So,
like,
let me ask you this though: would you want to change anything, or are you just saying I want to go? Are you saying you would want to change anything, or would you just go there to?
You know what? In that time, they were like really active and doing so much. I don't know how much I would be able to impact it by myself.
But with, so I'll.
But why maybe could stop him from getting shot?
Let me take the bullet.
You would go down and, but that'd be so weird because you'd go
and
down in history, but they'd be like, "Who's this?
Random black girl from Ohio named Dr. King."
Don't know who
why
is
she dressed in a tank top? Like, shoes? What's the shoes we got on?
Birkenstocks.
Why you got on these? Like, it'd change. You'd change fashion.
Look at your watch. Like, what the fuck is this? Is an Apple Watch?
You would change
fashion and like technology.
Okay,
because
I'd be giving the looks.
This from dying.
I probably would start the gay rights movement way before. I'm like, hey, we doing this black
when
shit right now. Let's
start.
Let's start the gay rights
when
right now too.
When did Stonewall
start? I want to say early, further, like 90s maybe.
I wonder, would you get killed first? Like, doing the Stonewall.
Here's my thing, and this is why I say I want to go last, because I feel like my perspective.
I don't really have one. I do, but I.
My perspective on this kind of takes away from the conversation. 69
Stonewall.
Hey,
that's right there.
Yeah.
I feel like just knowing, like, whatever you do, it, like, no matter how minuscule it is, you go to the corner store and buy a drink, that could change everything.
That's true.
And that's the thing. Like, just, like, I used to think about that to take this back. When my grandparents, when I was in the sixth grade, my one grandparents went to go visit my other grandparents because my grandfather on my mom's side was retiring. And so I rode with my grandmother and grandfather on my dad's side down to their house, and they lived out in the country and stuff. Anyway, long story short, I was going to ride back with my parents. I didn't know that at the time, but my grandparents on my dad's side got into a car accident, and my grandfather died in that car accident. And I spent so many years after that thinking to myself, like, man, if I could have held them up, because they were like down the street from my other grandparents' house. Like, we heard the car accident, ran out, I saw, everything. And they were both ejected from the car and everything. My grandmother survived, but my grandfather died. And I always thought to myself afterwards, like, if I could have held them up by like 10 seconds, that would have never happened. Mm-hmm. But everything would be different. And that's the thing, like, you know, we talk about the movie The Butterfly Effect.
For better,
like,
for worse.
No matter what, yeah, it's like you have no idea. Like, your entire, even something that small, like just stopping them for 10 seconds, everything in my entire life probably would have happened differently because my grandfather would have been around, which would have had all these other impacts and stuff. It's like, so that's why that, like, I don't like to indulge in those types of conversations because I'm like, I'm happy with my life. I don't,
for
like,
what is.
Yeah, I'm thankful for what I have, what I've experienced, what I've been through. And honestly, like, I don't want to have a different life necessarily. So when I hear that type of stuff, I don't know. I just.
Well, you say that until you know that you could have had, like, even more or
but
better.
I'm happy,
then you'd be like,
man,
dang.
No, I don't.
Like, you even, might even be
you
more
tell
happy.
Me that, you could tell me I would be a millionaire, but I'd be like, I like where I'm at now. The experiences
man,
I've had in my life,
up.
The
you
people
know,
I've been
millionaire.
With. No.
Shut up. It's like,
no.
good no. or bad. He said no. You know, whatever happened, it was supposed to happen.
We can't hear you.
Who is this?
we can't hear anything you're saying.
Authentically underscore SP.
You have to talk into the mic because we can't hear you.
I said, it's like whatever happened was supposed to happen.
Exactly.
And then I was going to lead up with the question, like, do you guys think that life is, like, predestined? So, like, those things were already in order.
Mm-hmm. Fate. I was going to say, I'll talk about mine, but, and see, I'll get off, I want to go, like, fun type stuff that we go back to, because I think everybody, if you lost someone, you would try to prevent it some way, shape, or form, because I lost my mom to cancer, so I think at that time, I would definitely try to intervene in some kind of certain way to just, maybe not stop the cancer, but have certain kind of treatments and things like that, but... Of course, we all try to do that. You know, I lost both of my parents. So anybody, I think, that's lost anybody. I lost people to gun violence. I lost, you know, so, I mean, you always try to stop it and things like that. But, yeah, who knows the ramifications that would come from stopping certain events and certain things from happening. I don't know what else I would try to stop. Maybe some sport events. I think we talked about.
Definitely hit the lottery a couple.
That's what I was about to say. I was literally about to say that.
I've been placing some bets. Like think about some of the big upsets in like sports history or whatever. Man. Or like place a bet during the.
Would you stop Tupac? Like, don't get in that car, Tupac.
You know, that's...
Hey, y'all gonna let Tupac die?
I think he would've got shot either way.
He could've came out with one more album.
But it might have been in Garden.
He did!
He got 30. He could've came out with 31. He could've came out...
It could've been a garbage album.
Then we might not have cared as much.
Exactly.
He got shot.
They say, J. Cole, in the words of J. Cole, they say everything happened for a reason, mm-hmm. and people change like the season. Like, so he could have switched it up on you.
I think he would have got
that. He could have been doing that Lil Wayne shit on that
think
rock.
Think of him and Biggie piece it up. Think of him and Biggie piece it up.
Ooh, does Biggie die if Tupac doesn't?
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't
but
think
probably
so.
Probably not.
If you guys seen that the special, like they had a play into it. They had a play in each other's death, like getting back, like somebody's getting
That's
back.
I don't want
to
do the conspiracy.
That's what
he
That's where we were supposed to go to.
His records.
That's where we were supposed to go to. Dang, you took me there.
Oh,
we were supposed to go to there. Well, that's next. Scratch whatever we had. That's what's coming next. Right here. I forgot. Get it together. Black White Show. We're going to go there. We're going to go there. So anything else on the time machine or time travel type thing like that? Okay. So the reason why we were going to do this in this manner, we're going to do some of the best diss tracks of all time. Get your phone out. Get it ready.
Get
your phones out. Black White Show listeners, if you think if we forget something, please chime in, DM us, hit us up, tell us your favorite diss track of all time. If we get it right, even let us know what is the best diss track of all time. If we got it right, let me know. Yeah, that was the best one or the worst one. Because there are some good diss tracks out there. The reason why I'm doing the diss track, and you guys know I am a huge Drake fan, but I think right around this time a year ago, one of the most filthiest, disgusting, best diss tracks, most disrespectful, one of the most disrespectful, because there's some disrespectful shit out there, diss tracks of all time by Pusha T's ass, the story of...
Pusha Ton.
What's his name? Adonon? Adonon?
Adonon.
I don't even know, because I don't respect the song, because that was some bullshit.
I don't respect that name. That's a garbage name.
Chill, bro.
That's what
he did. How are you going to do that?
Because it's a garbage ass name. If it's a garbage name, I'm gonna say it's Adonon.
But you don't know the reason.
He sounds like he's stuttering.
He's trying to beef with Drake right now. I don't like that, bro.
I'm about to release a Drake diss track.
Oh, I hope you do. He would murder you.
No, he wouldn't.
He would murder you. Yeah. Hey, Black White Show, we making a diss track today. GQ.
Against Drake.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
He wouldn't ride.
Why do I feel so strong?
No, we're not.
Guy?
I just like him because I get ridiculed, or he gets ridiculed, so I vouch for him. Just like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant got a lot of ridicule. I was the one that had to support him. I don't know. Like the bad guy sometimes. All right,
so, best diss track.
I mean, we're going to go hit them up, first of all. Best diss track. Right. Best diss track of all time. I'm going to put in there, hit them up, Tupac. That, I believe, was the most disrespectful shit that you could have came up with, fathomed, thought about. I mean, really, like, I think a lot of stuff was thought out, and I think a lot of stuff was just impulsive. You know how you just, like, somebody get on your nerves, or you really want to fight them, and just whatever comes to your mind, you're going to say? I feel like Tupac thought about it and still was impulsive at the same time and came straight from the dome to hurt, destroy, kill Biggie Smalls at any cost, any means necessary. Like, he did before 50, you know, where people think, oh, he's so disrespectful. Like, Tupac did some, I mean, literally could have possibly led to his murder or, you know, things like that. Who knows? But that song is the best this song, but also just probably the most disrespectful of all time.
I'll counter. I have a few, quite a few, actually, that I like. But okay. I feel like Takeover. And this is I'm gonna take it back to my I used to be a huge Jay-Z fan. Not the so Rock. Much anymore. But when Takeover came out, that was mind-blowing, first of all. And then second of all, yeah. I remember back in college, I had a debate with my roommate and a whole bunch of other people, for that matter, about this. And we were talking about it, and I was like, Jay-Z had lines in there that you didn't even get the punchline until later. Because he, at the end, he says something like, all right, let's let it play for a second.
I didn't know what was going on at that time.
Freeway, huh?
I'm gonna just let you
freeway
know.
Freeway is my dude. Don't,
I'm gonna just let you know. I didn't know what was going on at that time.
Let me tell you, because he said,
"What the hell are you doing?"
I'm going over here. He said, "You know who? Did you know what? Well, you know who? Nobody that was listening to that song knew what the fuck he was talking about."
Back on the mic, because you gotta explain this. What I don't,
said,
I still don't know.
Jay-Z said, "Because you know who." Did you know what? Well, you know who. But we'll keep this between me and you for now. You know what he was talking about?
Nas's.
Nas's baby mom and fucking her. And nobody knew that shit when you heard that. He was setting shit up for later songs that he would do. Another one that he did was Super Ugly, where he talked about that. That was off that Nocturnal beat. Uh-huh. But to me, I mean, just on every level, it was unexpected. It's a hot ass song in its own right. Like, and a lot of times diss tracks don't have that.
Right.
The distinction of being something that you could just rock to on a normal.
That's what
day
I
want
to go to after you. I want to go to that.
So I see you with your boy Jay-Z.
Uh huh. Uh oh.
So you know,
let's get the dissing going now.
I gotta bring it with that ether, that shit that make your soul ooh burn slow. You
click,
know what
clack.
I mean?
We need the click clack.
I mean, the punchline is the same thing that you were saying, like the subliminal shots that we didn't know about, plus the non-subliminal shots such as Gazy and Cockefeller Records. Mm. I think that's funny.
That was
you tie boho, dick sucking lips. I like it. You right seem to be disrespecting women where you abused as a child. Like, mm, I like that. I like that he called out he was wearing his dude's chains. Mm. And I, you know ooh what I mean? Like, he just
but
kept
see,
it.
And Nas gave him a whole song.
And he
Jay
said, like, how many lines of Notorious B.I.G. Yeah is going to come out your fat lips?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like you just building it up. Like, I can see your fat lips saying something,
yes,
that B.I.G. said.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Well, all right. So, again, bring it back to Takeover. Jay was getting at Nas. He was getting at Prodigy.
Fuck Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Yo, I know you ain't talk about me, dog.
Yo, you?
What? Hey, that shit was hard.
Hey, but the same thing. He was getting at Jay-Z's whole camp in that song, too.
Yeah,
like, he named
her. I remember reading an interview on, like, XXL or something with Dame Dash later on. He's like, why the fuck he come at me? Like, I didn't do that. Like,
guilty
really
by association.
Kind of
guilty
yeah
by fucking association.
Yeah. Like 50 said, if you with him, then you against yeah me, bruh. And I'm
nah
taking everybody.
But so
coming
look,
to 50
let's
down
talk about
he's
that
coming next.
Let's talk about that era, because I feel like that era was the best diss records, because you had Jay-Z and Nas, You had Cameron and Nas.
Now, what era is this? This was 2000s? Like,
yeah, early 2000s. You had the Locks.
Still give it to the 90s.
The Locks and State Property.
Cassidy Freeway.
Now,
and
let
Freeway
me tell you,
start to cry.
This is what I was going to say. Jay-Z took all the State Property on Hot 97, and they used to go on there, and they would just start freestyling off of whatever. And they were coming at everybody. They had the whole State Property, Freeway, Young Chris, Neef, Oskino, Sparks, I think Petey Crack was in jail, Beanie Siegel, of course. And they used to go on Hot 97, and they would just hop on any beat and start shitting on everybody. And those were some of, like, even today, if you go back and look up those videos, they are going hard. And that's why I was going to say, that's kind of like, there's not really a song per se, but State Property, when they were, like, coming to everybody, or I shouldn't even say State Property, when Rockefeller Records was coming to everybody, that shit was raw. Like, they were just dropping freestyles left and right.
Before we move on, because we're going to have to, on this notion, we have to give respect to the 80s diss songs and rap beefs. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. KRS-One, The Bridge Is Over, Roxanne. K-R-S-1. Like, first of all, for
Roxanne
a guy that likes hip hop, you gotta give respect to Kumo D.
But I'm not listening.
I mean, not
to
Kumo
that.
D.
LL Cool J.
Was that Kumo D?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you gotta pay homage to those diss tracks. That was the initial rap battle. That was the initial competition. Like, that was competitive rap battle.
I give you that.
This brings in the sport of buckle my shoe. What can you do? You know, the old 80s type shit. KRS-One, Bridge
Is Over.
I crush
you like a jelly bean.
You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like,
trash,
stuff like that.
Though, I mean, the deliveries.
But in the 80s, that's what they had. That's what they liked.
I crush you like a jelly bean.
You know, so I just want to pay homage. Those are what started the competitive nature of it. I think once it got to Tupac and Biggie, the competitive nature kind of...
That was personal.
Yeah, it came out of that competitive style to, I'm going to try to destroy you.
Now,
and when I see
what
you,
I would say about paying site. Homage, to take it a little bit back before that, is like Common and Ice Cube.
Common and Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
They got into a diss?
Yeah. You know,
Common versus Ice Cube?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
So
two sides.
And I've been
of
looking
the
up these all week. Common versus Ice Cube.
I Used to Love Her, the song by Common.
I knew Common versus Drake.
No. Common did the song I Used to Love Her, and he said some lines about, you have to go back and listen to the song. It's a classic song. But basically he talks about the West Coast in vague terms, and Ice Cube was offended by that, and he made the song No Vaseline.
No Vaseline was against NWA.
That was about Common. It might have been about both, but it was definitely
because even on Straight Out Compton, he was going at NWA. No Vaseline. I didn't know.
No Vaseline. I know for sure No Vaseline was directed at Common.
I know for sure No Vaseline was directed at.
Well, maybe it was both.
You know what I like? I would say, like, for our generation, the best beef right now was probably
NWA
that Meek Mill and Drake.
For sure.
That back-to-back, when he nigga had a PowerPoint playing of all the memes
I was going there. The reason why I was waiting for that is because I was trying to figure out, like, okay, the best diss tracks of all time. Okay, Hit 'Em Up, Most Disrespectful, which can be considered the best, but also... Okay, do we start putting numbers into this situation? Because back-to-back, I think, is the most played diss record of all time. It's the biggest diss track of all time. Doesn't make it the best, but it also makes it the most heard diss track of all time.
I'm going to give it to Drake because he came out with that one, and
I don't think
he
we
came out with back-to-back.
Either.
He's like, stop fucking with me. I know I sing, but like, you can still get these hands.
Is that a world tour? Is that your girl's tour? Like, I mean,
it was his girl's tour. And then bringing up your girl, like, I think she had one of the weakest battles of all time for our generation. Like, she kept mentioning Aretha Franklin for some reason. Girl. Like, I'm up with Aretha Franklin. Like, okay.
Nikki doesn't even get in this category because I think you go Sheether, Remy Ma.
On the ether. Yeah, that's on what I'm ether. Saying.
Remy Ma beat her. It was forgettable, but Remy Ma definitely very destroyed her. And then...
But a lot of people don't pay women the same respect as men rappers, so...
I gotta be honest, this may be a controversial take, and however it comes off, I don't give a fuck. But I'm just... It's hard for me to listen to a lot of female rappers and really, like, rock with them. And I can't say there's very many, like... I can't think of a female rapper that their album came out and I would listen to it. Like, the whole thing... Like, there's, like, Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim,
who just got Nicki Minaj, off the stage.
All these people, you know, there's tracks that they've come out with over the years where I've been like, yeah, but for the most part, I've never listened to a Foxy Brown or Lil' Kim, like, whole album, or Nicki Minaj, whoever, if you want to bring up current people. It just doesn't resonate with me, which is interesting because on the flip side, for, like, R&B, I would rather hear women singing R&B than a man. But when it comes to rap, I'd rather listen to a man than a woman.
A lot of people will probably figure that out. But right now, I like some of the women. I like that there's more women in hip-hop right now. I do like that. They could get
it
better.
It just seems like they all talking about the same stuff. I mean,
and
I guess
that's
you
why
could
they
say
died
that,
out in the first place.
I guess you could say the same for men. Money, cars, clothes, hoes. Women having niggas pay for your shit. Yeah. And fuck these bitches. Yeah. And shit on
and
your
I got
soul.
The wettest... Coochie.
Yeah,
so, I think coochie.
I hate that word.
Let me say
taking it back to 19.
Let me go. since everybody kind of talked about their best diss tracks, I think mine that really opened me up into more of the battle rap and things like that was 50 Cent Ja Rule. I think you have to mention that. I think you have to mention Wangsta. That shit was hard.
Shut his career.
They were putting
down.
That shit was
both
hard.
Sides during that time. That's the
Ja came too late.
No. I'm saying they were putting stuff out. I didn't say it was hitting or.
Nah, Ja came too late.
If you don't
putting
come
stuff
within
out.
A week.
Man, he put his stuff.
You're
out.
Dead. Like you lost if you don't come within. I
and Wangsta was playing
that's
for
why,
a minute.
A few
that's
days.
Why
Meek took that L to Drake because he didn't come with it.
Well, I think Meek was. Everybody was surprised when Drake was. Did that like oh Drake's
that,
coming?
I gotta give him
Drake
credit.
Hitting with that 8
when
mile
when he did
like,
back to
sing,
back.
What else you gonna talk about?
When he did back to back, it was like you. All right,
you take the L.
You got this.
You got
guy.
The L.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
couldn't even hate on
and him. Then everybody thought that Duppy. He did it again. Everybody thought after Pusha T gave that infrared.
I really like that one.
I just felt like he came back. It was just like boom, he came back. Pusha T's probably gonna come out with something, and it's just gonna be whatever, an even battle.
You thought
Pusha T had that big Joker and said, "I got something." Fuck Kanye,
but
you on that bullshit because you gave him that shit.
But
that's,
the thing
that's
is,
that bullshit.
This is what I don't understand about this whole battle between them two.
And Pusha T,
he
Lil
never
Wayne.
Drake never denied the baby. It was always public. Just because y'all niggas don't want to read articles, good don't point. Mean it wasn't already out there. It was already
so
out
the public
there.
Public took it.
Out.
We can't hear you. We can't. She said they both have albums coming out. But I just want to stay on the diss tracks. Is that I definitely think you're right on that.
It was already out there. The right. Bitch already said, but, like, this Drake's baby. Of course, I'm not going to claim it until I got evidence. That is my baby, but he never denied it in a sense.
Okay, so can we say, going back to the 50s Wangsta and him demolishing Ja Rule, can we say 50 Cent is the best battle rap, diss track,
no.
like
no.
popularity?
No.
Popular? I think so. Let me prove my point here. Ja Rule,
you've already been
he beefed against Ja Rule. He's beefed against Cam'ron. He's beefed against Fat Joe. He's beefed against Jadakiss. He's beefed against Styles P. And he hasn't necessarily lost all those. Like, he hasn't... He didn't get just demolished. Like,
just,
I mean, he's beefed against
he
everybody. So, I'm just saying, how can he not be...
That just that? Sounds like he's reckless.
But if I'm releasing these tracks, nobody else is doing it.
But that don't mean they're good.
It's,
like,
it's just what 50 Cent is today. Like, he's just a bully. Like, so I'm just going to come at you before you come at me.
I think he was trying to
he's
just get him out
starter.
The way.
He's
Rick Ross
I mean,
was the only
Fat
one
Joe.
That lasted. Rick
Fat
Ross,
Joe.
When he did that Pimp and Curly shit on Boo Boo TV back in the day, y'all remember This Is 50 and Boo Boo TV.
I remember This Is
50. Man, he was trying to, and he called, and when he thought he had the Trump card on Rick Ross, when he said he was a correction officer, everybody was like, oh, shit. Like, Rick Ross was a CEO? Like, everybody, it stopped. And then Rick Ross was like, true. Rick Ross took it and bossed up for real. Like, Rick Ross, he just kept making music. He didn't. He quit feeding into it. Rick Ross just said, I'm the biggest boss you've seen.
That's because it's like, what you going to say?
Like, yeah,
you
know, like, at this point.
You know if you got it, if you don't got it. Like,
but do you remember, too, he released the video of Rick Ross's baby mom getting fucked?
That's what he got sued for. When 50 said, I'm broke. 50 Cent, that was, he just settled that, I think, last year of 2017.
Why are he always trying to release, like, revenge porn videos, man?
Did you
like,
see the one where he had French Montana? I think it was French Montana's mom, or it was DJ Khaled's. And this was French Montana made it big, and he recorded DJ him at the call center.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, man, who does that? Like, and that's then, too we much. Just seen, we're just not, man, she's asleep. We just seen a picture of her saying, this time, such and such year, 50 Cent got shot and killed, and every day we understand why. Or, I mean, he got shot 9 times, and every day we understand why. 50 Cent is petty as hell, and I'm a big-ass 50 Cent fan. I love 50, but damn, he's took on a lot of people. When Cam'ron came at him on Hot 97 with that Curtis, that was a big beef, too, right there.
I feel like the superior lyricist in all of those situations that you just named was the other person. The Lox, Cam'ron,
how?
Rick Ross. No, they're better rappers. To me, I would listen to them any day, and I don't feel like, I mean, he could talk shit, don't get me wrong, but just because you're the first one talking shit doesn't mean.
Is Cam'ron a better rapper than 50?
I would listen to Cam'ron over 50 Cent any day.
50 got the impact, classic, though.
What, the first album?
Yeah.
Diplomats. After that first album?
Yeah, Diplomats. That classic make you laugh.
What was it? Come Home With Me? Come Home
You
with
said
me?
Diplomat. You're naming a group. We talking one-on-one.
But Cam'ron was all up
talking
one-on-one. Everywhere.
G-Unit or Diplomats? That was a beef, too. Everybody was
G-Unit. No,
Diplomats.
Lloyd Banks started coming on at the end, but it was too late.
Look at all them niggas now.
Look at
Tony,
Joel's not looking too hot.
Joel's the only Joel's one that's really looking on too hot on some other shit.
Who's the other one? Freaky Zeke and all that.
Jim
dude?
Jones and Cam'ron.
Okay.
I never liked them niggas' rapping style, but I like their songs.
I'm just saying.
I always thought I didn't really like them. Take them over.
Joel's first album I'm not even going to say it. Joel's first album was good as hell. The first Diplomats album was good as hell. Cam'ron's Come Home With Me was really good. Purple Haze was pretty good.
I'm gonna give you a couple of mixtapes too. The mixtapes were crazy.
Okay. Back Like Cook Crack, when Juelz was on that, he did a series of those. That was his thing. He was spitting.
All right. Let me just pay homage to the diss tracks that we have here. We had Hit 'Em Up, No Vaseline, Ice Cube. Hit 'Em Up is Tupac, Ether, Nas, Dre Day, Dr. Dre, of course, The Bridge Is Over, Boogie Down Productions, that was 1987, Nail in the Coffin. See, when they give that Eminem shit, because I had to look that up, like, who did Eminem beef with? And he was beefing with Limp Bizkit. That song was about Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock.
Eminem,
he's white!
Beefs with females in rock stars.
I didn't like that.
Madonna and Mariah
Carey. Bruh! Eminem, but he's still so lyrical that it's I can't even. He murders niggas on features. Like,
and
come
he
on,
murders
bro.
Mariah Carey. What is she gonna do?
Why are you so obsessed with me? She killed me with Why You So Obsessed With
no,
Me.
No, she did.
What's Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit gonna do? What's Moby
Heavy
gonna
metal.
Do?
I'm just joking.
But. Everybody in a rap game literally has almost said, like, I don't really want to beef with Eminem.
Yeah, but
the nigga crazy.
I think that's all really. Like,
I want somebody who's really on top of the game right now to just fucking smash Eminem.
I think his career is just
like
what it is at this point.
Kendrick,
there's no point to go at him. Like,
I would love for them to just
be
like,
he is what he is at this point.
Just put him in the ground.
Not gonna get nothing for it.
But I feel like he is. I'm not gonna take away from him. He is a lyrical dude. And he is crazy. You mix them two together, you get a nice little concoction.
I still wouldn't like whatever he has out at this point.
Are you listening to it? Yes. Are you playing that in your car?
Let me keep going. Let me keep going.
He does come at women a lot. All his songs are about, bitch, I'm going to kill you.
I'm not.
Let me keep going.
He gets no play.
All right. Let me keep going. Real motherfucking G's. Yes. Eazy-E. Back Down, 50 Cent, Bitching You, Common.
Yep, that's the one that Common
Drop a Gem on
him,
Mobb Deep.
Yep.
Roxanne's Revenge. If you've seen that on Netflix, you would definitely even understand the background
Roxanne,
of that. Roxanne Revenge. Fuck Compton, Tim Dog, Quitter, again, Eminem, Dissing Everlast. What
right,
the fuck?
Exactly.
Come on, man. Back to back. Oh, why? If you're a rapper, what are you dissing Everlast for? Anyways, there's never mind.
He rapped.
Back to back.
Everlast.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a rock band. That's how
he made a song about Insane Clown Posse, man.
Oh my god. Back to back. Drake, 10% diss, MC Light. Go check that one out for all the 80s. My sister loves MC Light. Pimp Slap. This one was towards Suge Knight. Snoop Dogg.
I remember that. He
which
came
was
out
a
with
good
that later
shit.
On in life, right?
2002.
Yeah.
Kim. Eminem again. Oh my god. The
Who
sauce,
is that diss
Eminem
track about
again.
His fucking wife?
Long Kiss Goodnight, Notorious B.I.G. Yes, sir. Have a Nice Day Again, Roxanne Shanté. Exodus 23-1, Pusha T. Checkmate, Jadakiss dissing 50 Cent. Stay Scheming, Rick Ross. Let me go. They keep coming out with Eminem. Second Round KO, Cannabis vs. LL Cool J. A notable diss. Corrupt, calling out names. Let me guess just a couple more. Stay Strapped, Jeezy. Jeezy and Gucci. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that one. Gucci had that one where he was talking about the dude he shot and killed or something, like bring him out or come out or something. It was crazy. The Gucci fans know that one.
One of the top fives, Kicking the Door by Biggie.
Yeah.
That the beat alone.
Yeah. I think that's it. 6 p.m. in New York, Drake. I don't remember that one. That was on If You're Reading This It's Too Late album. I don't remember that one. Dear Stan, Cameron, Check Yourself, Ice Cube, and that's what I got on those ones. Of course, there's so many more. But we just wanted to pay tribute to the diss records. Fucking Pusha T, I'm not really feeling him. But he did come out with some disrespectful shit with that, with Drake last year. And Drake even just said, I think if you guys watched his interview with LeBron on the show, he was just like, it just wasn't no point. he got too personal, and it was just, Drake said he had a trunk. Drake said he had one.
Supposedly.
Drake said he had it.
Yeah.
But it was like, where is he going to go?
I don't care. Because
it's not a battle rapper.
So
I think you got to give it to somebody down the road. Like, man, we got to hear that shit. So that's that. So we just wanted to pay homage to those diss tracks. If you got a diss track that was monumental to you or something that you bumped a lot as a Black White Show listener, let us know your favorite diss tracks of all time. We'll get you out there. We'll air something for you. We'll put it on the Instagram social media for you. Bring it to the gray real quick.
Now it's time.
Go, go. This is
to bring it to the gray area alert.
Okay, here we go. Bring it to the gray.
Great.
This topic was kind of funny. I was watching something. It wasn't a porno, but it was something. And
it sounds like a great setup for one, though.
Does it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So let's bring it to the gray segment. It's talking about a couple who a woman walks in on her partner and finds out he was masturbating.
You can't tell me that's not the setup to about 80% of pornos on the internet right now.
But on this side of it, it didn't get sexy for her. She was appalled.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got my rock hard cock in my hand.
Oh my god.
What's that?
Well, what's that? Listen, she got appalled, got upset at him masturbating while she wasn't there, or he thought she left or whatever, and then she came in, boom, masturbated. She got upset. So my point of bringing to this gray is, how do you get to this woman to be like, hey, it's okay? Like, you shouldn't be upset at your man. What Kevin Hart say when a woman leave or his partner leave? I'm going to beat my dick. I'm going to get it. I'm going to beat my dick. Like, okay, so how do we get this woman to accept, hey,
first of all, listen, men, we are insatiable
because
when it comes to sex.
What you mean?
We can fuck anywhere, anytime, any place.
I think anybody can.
I don't think all women are as voracious as we are. I think it's hormones. I think it's genetics. I think it's innate.
And some women like to just go ahead and do a little freshen up first.
Yeah, sure. Whatever the case may be, like, we down with the get down.
Okay.
By nature. Okay. So, I don't think all women are like that. So, they sometimes are a little, like, put off by that. And I think a lot of women are challenged by that. Like, if you watch in porno or something, they're like, oh, you must be lusting after her. Mm-hmm. You must want her. No, I want to get a nut off real quick. It don't really matter. Real quick. So, that, and I think that that's the thing that they don't understand. And at the end of the day, if you were to walk in on that, help me out.
GQ, your girl, you come in, she's masturbating, she thought you was leaving.
What you about to do?
Oh, y'all.
I mean, would you be upset?
No. First of all, when I don't want to fuck, I've had girls lay next to me and masturbate. Probably just to see if they could get me in the mood, but I'd be like, all right, bitch, I'm going to sleep.
Didn't work. No, I've had that. I wouldn't get upset. I walk in the room.
Hell no.
And see.
I'd be like, all right,
masturbating, like,
pants coming off, like, let's go. What's like, up?
Yeah, then, I probably would.
Like, there's people like, that literally want to talk
like,
about it.
Oh, you already started?
Like, there's people that literally want to talk about it. Like, we need to talk about this.
Like, but I feel like a lot of people are going mad. I mean, it's just convenient. Like, maybe you're not home, obviously.
Some people felt disrespected. Like, why would you do that, knowing you have me?
We need a woman.
If that's the case, you better be down to fuck whenever, wherever, however I say.
That's totally different.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's ridiculous. Is that ridiculous?
Yeah.
No, are you exactly. saying he's ridiculous? Are yes. you saying his statement's ridiculous?
Yes. I'm glad you feel it's ridiculous because elsewise. You can't be mad. If I catch the feeling,
I mean,
whenever, wherever, however, let me do my thing.
Let him do his thing.
If I got an itch I need to scratch, let me scratch that itch.
I'm going to get it.
And if you can't participate right now, well,
Kevin Hart said,
would you rather have me fucking other girls? Or would you let me get one off real quick?
Kevin Hart said his wifey or girl was like, okay, I'm about to leave and you got to play. No, babe, don't leave. Babe, don't go. Don't go. Then she closed the door.
Pornhub.com.
He's getting it.
Yeah.
Top video. I don't think you should be appalled if your partner is masturbating and you walk in. Just figure out, let them do them or go join it and
join
have fun.
It.
Like,
join it.
You don't need a counseling session. You don't need to take it overboard. Like,
I do feel like a lot of women take that overboard, and it's because they don't masturbate nearly as much as men.
Boom.
But at the same time,
as much as they should.
Drop the bomb. You got to explore yourself, one, too. Mm-hmm. I think I learned that a lot. Shout out to Dr. Sue Johansson, the old white woman.
Oh,
lady.
I remember her.
Like, you need to explore your body. Like, one thing guys do, and they could say... It's gay or whatever they want to say.
12.
Guys explore.
Hell yeah.
What gets them off, what they like, what they don't like. Because if you think about it, like, a guy may not say it, like, if he's not liking something during sex, but he knows, just I guess as well as a woman, but a guy really knows because I think guys explore themselves, which is kind of crazy to think about. I've never said the statement before. Guys explore themselves more than women do. Like,
we've been beating off for a long time. All guys.
But I know, yeah. And not to go.
As soon as you realized you could do that.
But even like in early childhood, like psychology, I have people here around that have studied some early childhood psychology. Like, I know a lot of like younger girls and stuff that have like masturbated. And I didn't even know. Like, this, like somebody else told me.
It's not as common.
But they were like, they play a lot. With it, like, and then we all play with ourselves, like, growing up. Like, I think it just happens. Like, when you see a monkey in the zoo, and you just see him like flicking it around. Like,
hey,
we all are the same. We all just get into it.
What's this?
And I think,
oh shit, oh shit.
I forget who it might have been, Freud or somebody, but you know, they go into more depth with that, and he goes into a lot of other shit, but I think it's just natural, and I don't think you need to over overblow it. Oh, that's kind of funny, but, you don't need to take it out of proportion. I think it's okay, and let's just join in and figure out ways to make it happen.
I have asked a lot of women how they feel about like their dudes masturbating or whatever, and like you said, it's just like they're like, well, especially if you live together, like it's in house pussy. Like, why are you? But at the same time,
it still ain't available.
At the same time, though. The shit that you can see on porn is not the shit that you down for, too.
That's a great point. And that's the thing. And I think people, too, don't always make the distinction between things that you may watch and what you actually want to do. Because just because I'm watching, like, it
spit in my mouth. A chick, you're not going to let me spit in your mouth.
Get a train ran on her doesn't mean I want to be a participant in something like that. You know.
And why are you watching it?
I don't know.
I can have a fantasy.
A fantasy that you don't want to participate in?
I mean, maybe superhero movies.
I don't want to be a superhero.
Yes, you do. Shut the fuck up. Yes, you do. No, not necessarily. Everybody wants to be a superhero.
He'd still be practicing.
You watch wrestling. You want to be a superhero.
You still practicing the Dragon Ball Z moves.
I'm done. Off of that.
The point is, if you catch your significant other, male, female, or whatever in between, pleasuring themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, get into action. I'm just saying, don't be
appalled. They're
not disrespecting you.
Do your own little porno. Make it into your own little porno. You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, hey, baby, you touching yourself? Oh shit! All right,
get the camera.
You want
on.
Me to touch you?
Get the camera.
And that comes with like. The level of comfortableness. Yes. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yep. You might not be, so it's easier to get upset than to really think about.
I'm never getting upset. There's no time. If I see that, I'm like, it's on.
You get upset. Only time you get upset is if you was trying to fuck and it was like no, and then you leave and then you come back and you see them masturbating. Yeah. You get upset.
Anybody.
You get upset.
Yeah. I'm saying, if I just come in and it's just like, oh, that's what you're doing? All right, well, come on. You about to get dicked down.
I don't think you ready to go like that all the time.
Please.
I know you. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Wait a minute. What the fuck?
I know. All right. Well, that's it today. I appreciate you guys. I was going to say I appreciate Pusha T because he gave us this
main topic to talk about,
but I don't. Nah, I don't fuck with that, Pusha T. That was some bullshit.
Okay.
And Kanye West gave you that ammunition. And I don't appreciate that, bruh. I don't.
I do.
Why? Because you got loose lips?
Yeah, man. Nah, that wasn't Kanye. He was helping Kanye.
That's his art. Drake's not his artist.
He was helping Kanye and conveying to him, thinking this would stay in our domain. He didn't think you would use that and help Pusha T do something with that, but that's enough being said.
He shouldn't have beefed with Pusha T.
You can't.
Pusha
trust
T started
anybody.
With Lil Wayne back in the day. Pusha T, Lil Wayne. Go look that one up.
Don't trust nobody. Flat out.
Don't trust nobody. Don't trust. Damn.
DTA.
Hey.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin said.
What is that?
Oh my God! He just brought up wrestling.
That's the bottom line.
That's why your wife is not going to respect you when she sees you masturbating. She's going to be really disrespectful.
Because what? Because
you don't want to be a superhero, and you don't like pornos.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't like pornos. I like porn.
I'm just saying, your wife is going to be very upset. Because you want to masturbate, then you don't like, and then you love wrestling right now. What's the wrestling show that you watch?
Oh, yeah. Let me plug that real quick. No. I just got back into wrestling.
I just wanted to know what's the name.
What's it
called?
Yeah,
I don't want you to go into like a deep summary
of it.
It's
not
going to
be.
Let them pay me.
Regardless of what he's saying right now, this man was a bigger wrestling fan than I was.
At 12.
Okay. What the fuck? What does it matter how you were?
I don't like it.
Right now, you know. So anyway, I was too, and then we both fell off from watching it, and I just got back into it with the onset of All Elite Wrestling, who's having their first pay-per-view tonight, which I'm going to watch tonight, and I'm excited
about
it.
He's choosing that over going to parties and stuff like that
tonight.
It's kind of white, bro.
No.
I want to go to a party. What party anyway?
GQ just had one that she mentioned that we can be invited to. But
sure did.
And you chose... wrestling. Yeah. Anyways, so that's what we're dealing with here, Black Heart Show listeners. We appreciate you guys. This is T. Alexander 614. That's the reason, because he already paid for it. Why couldn't you pay for it today? Why did it was going to be sold out or something? Like, why'd you pay for it 2 weeks in advance?
I don't want to go.
Come on. Like, what the fuck?
I paid for it yesterday.
Who knows what was going to happen today? Why are you paying for it 2 weeks in advance?
I paid DVR it.
I paid for it.
Right, DVR is not like you're going to miss something.
Why are we having this debate on the show?
Because you like wrestling right now, and you don't need to.
I want
to. Let it go.
No, it's still real to me, damn it.
He's going to get his cane.
I didn't see that video where that guy was like,
it's still real to me, damn it.
He's going to have his beer, his Bush beer, and sit down with his Austin 316 shirt on.
First of all, it won't be Bush beer. Second of all, it'll be, it won't be his Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt.
And his Sicily meal.
Yeah, I'm making
Sicilian meal.
I'm making a fennel in.
He's making a meal for this occasion.
No, I'm making a meal.
Stop, bro. I'm done. I'm out.
He's coming at me tonight.
It's T. Alexander 614.
No, hey. Fuck him. Listen.
_white show.
I'm cooking because I like to cook, and it's about to be the bomb.
And what are you going to drink with it? If you say wine.
Wine.
Oh my God. He's having wine.
It's fucking Italian.
I get it, but not for your prepping for your WWE special.
It's not prepping
special.
For that. This is the food I'm eating. I'm going to drink the appropriate drink
with
the food.
Can you say your name? I don't want to talk
Boring
about
ZT, anymore. Zachary Taylor Boring on Instagram. You can see some of my fine culinary concoctions.
I'm not debating that.
On Instagram. While this dude over here hating on the cooking game that I'm about to put down tonight.
He gonna ask for a plate.
Right.
I'm not hating on the cooking game. I'm hating on the reason why you're...
I'm making bucatini pasta.
Like you're dating someone.
Bucatini pasta.
You could be making it for a date.
With...
But you don't want to call people because you're shaming them.
He just called you a lame dude.
I don't even know what... You don't want to call them because they're... I don't even know what he just said. All right. Anyway.
You already know. It's GQ Smooth. That's the head, not the tail. It's GQ _SM0OTH on IG. And we're out.
You.